Thanks for connecting. And if you like what you hear, please share.
And in 2009, all the money disappeared. So I found Nu Skin, and it was amazing because I had been doing death, dying, Alzheimer, disability, mental health, and here was something that I could use to help people age with vitality and maintaining their vibrancy in aging.
Do you want to know how amazing people connect? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag RussSelfie.
Today's episode brought to you by Haugen's Galleries of Monmouth, Oregon, photography that makes you look good, and by the Oaks at Lebanon, superior senior care living in Lebanon, Oregon. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag RussSelfie. So glad to have you all here today. You know, I'm really excited about this guest that I have today. She is a new friend, somebody I just met, and she is doing incredible things. She is conquered the aging process, and she is doing incredible things with a Nu Skin product line as well as modeling, which she will talk about. But it's super exciting. I'm going to let her explain it to you. But first, her name is Colleen Barassa, and I'm going to say hi. Hi, Colleen. How's it going?
It's going great, Russ. Thanks for having me today.
You are so welcome. It's a pleasure to have you. Thanks for coming on. I really appreciate that. And we're going to dive into that in just a moment here. But I just want to remind everybody that I am Russ Hedge. I am an inspiration specialist. I'm a coach, motivational speaker. I am a podcaster, obviously, of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag RussSelfie, and the author of Befuddled, Live the Life You Choose. And this is how we do it. Befuddled, Live the Life You Choose. There you go. Because, you know, really, it's an encouraging book to encourage you to make that choice to live the life you choose. You know, life is throwing crazy stuff at us, but we get to choose after it hits us what we're going to do with it. And you can choose your life. So I encourage you to do that today. And I love to connect. I am on all the social medias. You get me on email. You can call me. The best way to connect with me is RussHedge.com. That's RussHedge.com. Has all the links to all my social media and everything you need. You can even schedule time directly to meet with me right on my website. And so I encourage you to do that because I love to connect and I love to meet new people. So do that today at RussHedge.com. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right over to Colleen and let her tell us about where she came from and to where she is today. Give us a little history. Go ahead, Colleen.
Sure. I started my career back, way back. I'm 68 years old. And I started in long-term care. And I had a friend who jumped out and said, we need to do something outside of institutional. So in 1988, we pioneered adult foster care for Alzheimer's and hospice patients in Washington County. And that was such an adventure. We had non-native English speaking people that were helping us, and we decided we ought to create a certified nursing assistant school so they could have their CNA and be able to work other places besides just adult foster care. That was such a great thing to do for, we did it for 7 years, and then I was done. So I made a choice, and I went back to school to get my BA in management and organizational supervision. And then went to work for Standard Insurance as a disability benefits analyst. And I was there for 18 and a half years. While I was there, they had a position called the Vocational Rehabilitation Case Manager. And I really, really liked that. And they said, well, why don't you go ahead and go back to school and get your master's? And I said, yeah, you guys are going to pay for it? Yes. Of course, when I finished it, they didn't want to use me as a vocational case manager. I was too valuable as an analyst. So I said, okay, no problem. I will work here full time. And on the side, I will go out after work and I will go back to the state of Oregon and the Veterans Administration and do consulting. So I did that. And then in 2009, all the money disappeared. So I found Nu Skin. And it was amazing because I had been doing death, dying, Alzheimer, disability, mental health. And here was something that I could use to help people age with vitality and maintaining their vibrancy in aging. And I went, wow, let's do that. So I went from the darkness to the light. That's what I say.
And you did good with that too, because I got to say that you are going on like 50. I mean, you don't look a day over that.
Thank you. Yeah. And that's why I do the modeling. I was out networking because I am a networking queen, and I met Carrie Yu, and she asked me, great skin, great hair. Do you do modeling? And I said, no, never have. She says, would you like to try? And I said, sure. That's part of my mindset. Be open to opportunity. Say yes. You can be a beginner. You don't have to know it all. And it was the most amazing thing. And the picture behind me is a picture that resulted from just saying yes. Now, of course, it took me 2 years to figure out that I could put that picture on my business card.
And that was a good choice, by the way.
Thank you. I'm not the swiftest, but hey, I'm consistent and I'm persistent. So things kind of roll out. And that was just an amazing thing. And continuing to work with Carrie, I got to know the Chinese community. She's from China. She goes back 4 times a year. She is an event planner and she has been a model in the past. So she was a great mentor for me. And in June of 2019, she says, okay, if we're going to do anything with this modeling, you need a title. And I said, okay. And she says, well, I run the Chinese Rose Queen Festival. And that's right around Rose Festival. And so I ran for Queen and I won.
Way to go.
It was a lot of fun. And it's very inclusive. There are different age categories. So there's lots of princesses and then there's queens for almost every age category. And of course, let me recommend starting something when you're older because there's no competition.
Well, you know what I got to say about everything you've done to this point is that you have such a can-do attitude. We talked a lot about the mindset and how it helps with your health and everything. But I think you've got such a positive mindset. You know, the number one thing that I talk to people about is just getting started because so many people think and plan and worry and replan and never get started. And you definitely have jumped right and got started and accomplished a ton.
Well, I can warn people there's a big difference between corporate and between entrepreneurship. You become the business owner and it's a whole different thing. And having coaching around that is like must do. Yes. Because to find your way and any way of finding your way is collaboration.
Yeah.
And having a coach is like invaluable. Having a community of people is invaluable. And yes.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, obviously I'm in that business helping people, but I have been helped by so many. Mm-hmm. Collaboration is key. You know, my book that we were talking about, if it was not for collaboration from around the world, I would not have got that book done. And so the blessings of others, having a community, and then building that community with people with like mindset, because you are the people that you're around. And so you become that and you want positive, like-minded people driving you. And obviously you have achieved that. I love the fact that you love networking because I'm all about networking and connection. I love people and love getting out there. And that's where things happen.
It is. I belong to a group that I've been in for 3 or 4 years now. It's called netperking.com. And there are 3 different meetings and I do the one at noon on Wednesdays. And it's a virtual meeting. So it's a Zoom meeting and people can be from anywhere. And it's just amazing group of people. And then we also promote each other's businesses. And we're not there to sell to each other. We're there to let them know what we do. So if they run into someone who does or wants what we offer, they have an immediate referral.
Yeah, so. When you have community like that, you're mm-hmm. helping each other. That's mm-hmm. a key thing. I mean, it's so important because when you're just pushing your product or service on people, yeah. you know, that's just, you know, the wrong kind of approach as far as I'm concerned. When you're building community, you're mm-hmm. helping each other, you're recommending, referring, you know, that is where really magic happens.
It is, because people work with people they know and like. And how are you going to get to know anybody unless you're in out networking? And we have a group, but we also do coffee chats with each other, because everybody has a story and it's multi-careered usually. So people are real surprised to go, oh, you know about Alzheimer's. And I go, yeah.
just a little. Yes.
Just a little. Yeah. And it's all about bringing things out of your past, bringing them forward, because there's nothing you learn that's ever wasted. And that's why being so a true. Lifelong learner is so yeah. crucial.
Okay, so you're speaking my language, because yes, I love the big three, know, like, and trust. People work with people they know, like, and trust. And we are all lifelong learners. If you're not learning every moment of the way, and really, if you look at this year of 2020 the right way, which I think I try my best to do, this has been an incredible year, because it has been a great year of learning. I have just, well, after making the gigantic pivot earlier in the year, I have learned so much throughout this year. And, you know, who would have known, not only would I be podcasting, but this morning we launched our live show. So I did a live show with four friends from Dublin, Ireland, and a friend from Atlanta, Georgia. Just all these things that have only happened because of this year, and only happened because of what I've learned. And a lot of them were involved in teaching me, sometimes indirectly, because I like to watch what people are doing. They don't always have to tell me. I just take a look. But yeah, it's been a great year of learning.
I'm also an experiential learner. So I like to watch and then try and then get feedback. And it's been very helpful. This has been a great year. We had a women's international conference and African fashion show. And that was going to be in Portland. And then COVID hit, and all of a sudden it was international and it was online. It was amazing. We had such an amazing time. We had people from all over Africa. We had people in other countries. And it really opened the community.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because our community has expanded so quickly. I mean, who would have known a year ago we could be in India first thing in the morning, fly to Dublin, Ireland, run over to London, jump down to Australia, and come back to Oregon all in one moment. I mean, it's amazing. It would take a lot of flying to do all that and a lot of money. And instead, we can just hop online and be talking to everybody. And it's amazing, because with these crazy little smartphones, there's apps on there now. I could be texting my friends in Dublin and texting my friends in Australia. It's like, they're just like, they're next door. It's incredible. So yeah, the opportunities and the boundaries have just been removed and given us so much more platform. One quick last thing about your modeling. The things that you're doing there are incredible. And you just said there's another new thing coming up this month.
Yes, I was accepted for publication. One of my pictures will be published in Pacific Northwest Model Magazine for December. And it's a black and white issue. So it's going to be fun.
Congratulations. That is so awesome. Thank you. That is great. Well, thank you. I know it's like impossible to believe, but our time is already gone. And so what I need to know is, I know people want to know more about you, about New Skin Line, about all the things you do. So mm-hmm. tell us the best way to get in touch with you.
Colleen, Colleen Bourassa, B as in boy, O-U-R-A, S as in Sam, A.com. So ColleenBourassa.com.
Awesome. And I will link to that in the show notes so people can go right to it and they can learn more about you, because, you know, it is fascinating all that you're doing. And I appreciate you, even though we've only got to talk a couple times, man, I've learned a lot. I'm thinking I need to eat more fruits and vegetables and start eating better and getting healthier. I've had my moments in life, but I get busy and it's so easy to grab easy food, you know?
And it so, is.
I'm going shopping after this with my beautiful wife. And so I'm going to have to think about that. A few more fruits and vegetables. There you go. So, hey, listen, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And I know that you watching today, everybody out there has gotten great value from this already, but you want to know more. So you need to go to KolleenBarasa.com and learn more, get involved, and she can fill you in on the rest of the details. So thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate you spending your Mondays and Thursdays with Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. We just love to have fun, and we bring you amazing people who connect. And so thanks again. And until we see you, we'll pray that you have a great day and a great life. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. Be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcast app so that you don't miss a single episode. Have an amazing day.